Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Laurence Olivier, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Ralph Richardson and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Olivier himself. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribed, Sir Laurence Olivier in Theatre Royal.
This is Laurence Olivier. I've chosen today a story by one of our favourite modern writers in England, Graham Greene, which has been adapted as a radio play. It is, perhaps a little unexpectedly, and I think delightfully, a comedy. I'm going to play the part of Nicholas Fenwick. And so now let me tell you Graham Greene's story, When Greek Meets Greek. This is a story about Oxford University. Well, about Oxford, anyhow. And the story takes place during the last war. It takes a war to upset the routine at Oxford. Well, at Oxford University. And that's exactly what had happened. In fact, such a thing could never have happened at Oxford except in wartime. After all, the university has been there a long time. Even New College, which was new in 1379. As you probably know, 19 colleges go to make up Oxford University. There's Balliol, Brasenose, Harford and Magdalen, Lincoln and Queen's, Jesus and Oriel, and, 19 of them. But one college that's never been at Oxford is St. Ambrose's. At least, there was never a St. Ambrose College at Oxford until the last war. Ah, that'll be Prisket. Let him in, my dear, will you?
All right, Uncle Nick.
We trust that the enclosed syllabus? How the devil do you spell syllabus? S-Y-L-A. Looks funny somehow. Oh, hello, Prisket. Come in.
How's the college doing?
St. Ambrose's? Splendid. Getting out the syllabuses at this very moment. Come into the common room, and you shall know all. Put your hat and coat on the sewing machine there. Rather cluttered up, I'm afraid. One of these days, we must build, Prisket, plan and build a St. Ambrose's worthy of our ideals.
That's right. I brought you some more of my pills.
Invaluable, Prisket. Now, if only you'd taken a degree, the Society of Apothecaries would have been enough.
Enough for what?
I would have appointed you a resident medical officer of St. Ambrose's.
Oh, I am a chemist.
I won't do, Prisket. It'd look bad on the syllabus.
Oh.
Could we be introduced, Uncle?
Yes, of course. This is my niece, Elizabeth Prisket.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm going to train her to act as bursar to the college. This strain of being both bursar and president of the college is upsetting my stomach.
Oh, well, that's really why I brought
her. Yes, the pills. Thank you.
And what do you think of the college, Miss Fenwick?
My name's Cross. Oh, I think it's a good idea. I'm surprised my uncle thought of it.
In a way, it's partly my idea.
Oh, I see.
You see, I said to your uncle, with all these colleges being taken over by the military and the tutors having nothing to do, they ought to start teaching by correspondence.
And a glass of audit ale, Prisket.
Thank you. Of course, I hadn't thought of all this. The common room, I mean, and St. Ambrose's.
My niece knows very little of the setup. I've merely given her a general picture of our activities.
Yes, as I see it, Uncle's running a swindle called St. Ambrose's College, Oxford.
Not a swindle, my dear. The advertisement was very carefully worded. Every phrase was checked against every man his own lawyer. Useful book, Prisket. I hope you know it.
Well,
as the brochure says, war conditions prevent you going up to Oxford, St. Ambrose's, Tom Brown's Old College. Nice touch there, don't you think? St. Ambrose's, Tom Brown's Old College has made an important break with the tradition. For the period of the war only, it will be possible to receive tuition by post wherever you may be, whether defending the empire on the cold rocks of Iceland or on the burning sands of Libya, in the main street of an American town or a cottage in Devonshire.
No, you've overdone it, Uncle. You always do. Mm-hmm. That hasn't got a cultured ring. It won't catch anybody but saps.
My dear, there are plenty of saps.
Oh, go on.
Well, I'll skip that bit. Degree diplomas will be granted at the end of 3 terms instead of the usual 3 years. That gives a quick turnover. One can't wait for money these days.